This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and if dragons were real, they would leave some nasty poops on your car.
It's true. I'm Brandy Posey, and it's Wednesday, which means I'm probably eating pizza looking at abs on Instagram.
Woo!
I'm Tess Barker, and it's time for another round of Did I Lose Weight, or Do I Just Need to Wash These Jeans?
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies.
Well, hi everybody, welcome to Lady. You say donuts and I definitely am feeling...
I feel great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It was like just the right amount of sugar.
Yeah.
Take us into the second.
Everything's just the right amount
this
of sugar.
This goes back to we should just keep eating sugar.
I know.
Yeah.
It's true.
I'm so happy that we quit quitting.
Yeah. I agree.
I love it.
Quit quitting.
Quit quitting. That's the main thing I learned is I'm never quitting anything again.
Yeah.
Is that Cockney? Quitting?
Quitting?
Quitting.
It sounds like the quickening, which is how you absorb the powers of a Highlander once you've cut his head off.
What about the quicksanding where you absorb a Highlander if you're sand?
What about the quicksilvering where you're in junior high in the early 90s?
I was always so jealous of that store.
Oh, God.
I was never that person.
Oh.
I wanted to be, but I was never that person.
You know I was.
Isn't
I
Roxy the same as Quicksilver? The
yeah.
same thing?
I yeah, loved Roxy stuff.
Roxy
oh
is like Lady Quicksilver.
Yes.
Lady Quicksilver, also a good name.
Lady Ooh. Quicksilver.
Oh, hello, Lady Quicksilver.
It sounds like Lady Quicksilver would have been quite the devil in bed.
Yeah, for real.
Let's bring on our guest, hilarious comedian Amber Preston.
Hello. I brought the sugar.
Yeah,
she did bring the sugar.
And the brown sugar. The cookies are sweetened with maple. Like that. I get people dig that.
Oh, now I can eat more of them.
Yes, that's the goal, but it's still sugar.
Did you eat one of these, Tess?
No.
Tasty test.
Get you guys all hopped up.
I love
super sweet.
Stuff.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly cookie.
Amber, future guests, follow Amber's lead. She knows how to
I know how to get booked again. I bring treats, the sugar people. And then I get to talk the whole time because you guys are eating cookies. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes
my show. Would you like half of this one?
No, thank you. Okay. I've had about 17 today.
I'm dealing with a situation where I might not be at my day job in the office. I might just be working from home. I don't know yet. We'll find out. But I'm starting to deal. I'm like, okay. This is going to be a challenge. You got to fucking set a schedule and like get up and do things. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I will. But as people who work from home, how do you guys do it?
I'm up against deadlines every day.
Oh, yeah. So you have to get up and work like certain hours.
Yeah. Like I have shit due. Mm-hmm. Like I wake up just in a cold panic every morning. So that's fun.
I do, but I don't have a day job with deadlines. That's just my life. I think putting on pants is a good, like, get up.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
just
what
put
I say.
Pants.
You got to like do that.
You know what helps with that? Which is I'm really into working out in the morning now.
Oh, that's a good idea. I want to start doing that. Just get it over
with. Because otherwise I won't take a shower and get dressed.
No.
But then if I work out early, then not only does it get me kind of like mentally clear, but then I have to take a shower and put some kind of clothes on.
Mm-hmm. I did just somehow sign up for some kind of fucking workout thing. I don't even
know how.
Did
somebody trick you?
Yeah, basically.
Was it a clipboard sidewalk situation?
Totally a clipboard sidewalk. Oh, God, that's the worst. That's the worst clipboard.
Like, do 20 burpees now.
Have you guys gotten clipboarded by exercise people?
No, but if.
Oh, God.
How horrible would that be?
You know what? I would rather that.
But you don't have to go.
Yeah, because then I'm the only person I have to feel bad about.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the kids.
You're not turning down other people.
But
how great do you feel when I feel great, though, when I do give money? If it's just a money thing and I'm like here, not like a sign up for something.
I gave a guy money yesterday for a CD I was right in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard.
And how was the scene?
And I haven't listened to it yet, but he was like, here. And I had said no to like seven guys. And I was like, fine. Oh, great. Fine. I was at the light. And then he was like, I'll sign it for you. And I should, I'm an idiot. And then he was like, would you feel comfortable? Don't, or like paying, you know, give me a little monetary compensation for that. And I was like, I don't have any cash. He goes, and he had pulled out his square and he was like, oh, I'll take.
Oh my God.
Like, man. Oh, I got a, here's a couple bucks, which turned into, do you smoke blunts? You look like you're a lady in charge. Do you want to smoke some blunts?
And I was like, did you?
No, I had to go to DSW. And then, you know?
You don't want to go to DSW Stone?
No, I would make poor decisions.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to get stoned with the Hollywood Boulevard CD guy, though, right?
No. I do.
Okay.
I personally,
I know
I do not need to be stoned looking in any mirrors. That is not a good situation for me.
If it is, isn't just
that,
my feet.
Isn't that, yeah.
That's bad.
Isn't that the great catch 22 of shopping stoned, though? Like, the process of finding stuff is so fun, but the trying
but
on.
Then but then you get into the waiting room, whatever. The
dressing room. Waiting room.
Wait, why is it bad in dressing room? What?
Because it's just like, for me, I just,
you're
too
like,
much.
It's too small, man.
No, I
get
too much
out of here.
Too much body image shit. I can't handle, like.
Even when you're stoned, it doesn't
naked.
Cut. Doesn't.
Oh. Well, not for me. My anxiety. Oh, it started fucking me up. So my anxiety goes over time.
Okay.
I mean, my biggest problem shopping stoned is I want it all.
Okay.
I want that anyway.
I just figured you accidentally grabbed just a pile of tie dyes.
I want the whole world.
Presents and prizes. I'm so high on sugar right now.
You
had
are.
You been giving it up? Had you been, what were you trying to quit?
We quit for like 5 days.
Because
we
sugar
said
is
we were
evil.
Gonna
that's
do a 21 day.
Yeah, we're trying
thing.
To do a 21 day
and with no
quit.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
people, it is like the new villain. Like people will be, oh, I can't
they
have
say
that
it's
orange
like
juice.
You know, it's well, addictive.
Yeah, like crappy,
you,
like Diet Coke, but you can have a glass of orange juice. And
exactly.
You're not
There's we let ourselves have like whole like fruit sugar and stuff like that. It was mostly just like
and maple in these vegan cookies.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
Are you vegan?
No, no. I just work at a vegan cafe.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Vegan friendly down the street.
She works in Highland Park, and it's like the one place where like you walk up and there's just like, oh hey, there's all the hipsters in
there's
one.
There's all the fun people.
Sounds
like
something I could really get into.
Yeah. Fun people. Yeah. And then there's me, who's like, are you, anytime anybody sounds remotely Midwest, I'm like, hi, my name's Amber, where are you from? Are you from the Midwest? Me too. And they're like, no, I just want a kombucha. And they run away.
I just want a kombucha.
Yeah.
That kombucha. Accent was invented for the word kombucha.
Kombucha.
What kind of kombucha?
Why is kombucha so good for you? Because there's life shit in it or what?
Yeah. Your belly.
I kind of feel like it's one of those things that we don't know for sure it's good for you.
It's just, I'm assuming it's mostly a hoax.
It's just
but it does feel like you're drinking like a boozy, like I'll drink it at work and I'm like, ooh, I'm having a beer.
It does.
But if I want a beer, I want a beer. I don't want a fucking grapefruit fizz beer.
I know. But it's, like, it's a beer that you can have before working out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It like satisfies that the fizziness need, I guess.
Yeah. Like when you want something that's fizzy and kind of gross.
Okay, yes. You got a kombucha.
And you want to spend a lot of money, you know, like when you're like, I want to waste the $6.
Yeah. We're kidding, but I really do that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, then have I got a little cafe for you. If you like those cookies, come on by.
I will see you soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love vegan baked goods.
Yeah.
Fuck these taxes.
I love snake oil.
Yeah.
Did you guys know I read an article? I read an article in the New York Times a couple of days ago that apparently there's nothing wrong with GMOs.
Sponsored by GMOs.
No, but I mean, there's been like almost...
That one article cleared it up, everyone. I mean,
what is
problem
wait,
solved.
What does it stand for? Genetically modified
objects?
What is it?
Organisms.
But no, there's been like very little factual like studies done that say that they actually do anything bad to us. Like it's more like just like we're afraid of them because...
Because genetically modifying something seems scary.
It sounds scary
until it's like you're modifying the rice or something that can grow in this weird, like, you know, desolate part of the world so these people can survive. And you're like, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, but I don't
but
want
not for
it.
Me.
Not for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
in
not
for California.
Me.
Exactly. I don't like the way GMO vegetables taste for the most part.
I don't either.
Yeah. I just remember when I moved to LA, I didn't eat tomatoes for a while because all the tomatoes that I got in grocery stores before I started going to farmers markets were like garbage. I was like, I grew up with like tomatoes from like a farm and I was like, farm tomatoes are amazing.
I've never noticed.
Oh man.
I gotta
I don't.
Oh, the difference
but I wonder,
with like a good
but
tomato.
But don't you feel like over time the difference will be
Maybe they'll get better.
And a lot of the, and some of it might be placebo also, like our brains being like organic. But, you know,
it's cute that you guys think there's going to be water to grow tomatoes. Yeah.
Oh, they're
corn.
Open.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll
my God.
We'll figure it out.
You know what? Here's the thing. Yeah. There's water other places.
There you go. Yeah. And we grow 90% of the world's yada, yada, yada. So they'll give us their fucking water if they still want almonds. It's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. But like, I think the GMO thing is also more like, not necessarily the food is bad for you, but like, doing that has shut down farms and like small businesses. I think
I can
that's
get behind that,
more the problem.
But I think in my head, I was buying organic and I was like, well, this is probably going to like prevent cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, that's what you think probably. If you're buying it.
You know, because it's, I mean, genetically modified kind of sounds like radiation. I don't know. Like, I'm making all these wild leaps in my brain and I don't think I've read one fucking thing about it until now.
No, I mean, that's how we live.
Now I want some Doritos.
Yeah. No, right?
That's all.
Yeah, I wish I could combine all the things I know a little bit about into like three things I actually know everything about.
Right?
Like, instead of just these little bits and pieces of like information I've been scrolling through for fucking 10 years.
I feel like I'm constantly finding myself in conversations where I'm like, yeah, I read something that like we're, I think it's like we're...
Or maybe I saw it. I heard on NPR.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was story? Like a good story.
Yeah. And this guy, it was so moving, and I was like, yeah.
I know that Brandy said your news resolution was to not read think pieces. Have you been doing that?
Yeah, pretty aggressively not reading think pieces.
Good for you.
It's been fantastic.
Good for you.
I feel like that's a game changer.
Yeah, half a year in. You're halfway there.
Yeah, I feel really good about it. I don't really care about a lot of things.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
That people don't
because
seem
the
to
thing
care
is,
about,
no one's going to give a fuck in 2 days.
No, I know. Exactly. Like the things that people are upset about right now, I'll see a Facebook status and I'm just like, okay, cool. I'm just not going to read anything about this anymore.
Yeah.
This is the outrage du jour.
Mm-hmm. Maybe what if you went back and read all the, like starting now, you started with January's think pieces and then you started commenting when everybody was
really
mad
funny.
About January.
Well, but I think that would be an interesting social experiment because like, remember this thing that we all couldn't shut the fuck
well,
up about?
That was, we talked about the time did like a day by day analysis of it, of every day that the internet got mad at something last year.
And it did?
Something different every day. Yeah, they had a fucking grid of
surprised.
It.
That's hilarious.
And it was just like, oh, it was such a nightmare to read.
I'm mad about that grid.
Yeah. I'm going to write a fucking think piece about that.
How dare they?
I would like to say that doesn't mean that I don't read the news. Like, I...
No, but not like...
You can read the news without reading think pieces.
Well, yeah, it's like I...
Almost.
I, like, last night...
Almost.
Last night I saw that, like, there was a woman that is white that had been posing as a black woman and then worked for the NAACP and I was
that's
like...
That's today's thing.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, cool. That seems hilarious or ridiculous or I could understand why people would be mad. Next thing. I don't have I don't have like
that's, but isn't that scary though? Cause like, or not scary, but do you feel like, I feel like to me, it like numbs me because there's so much, A, there's so much going on. B, I don't feel like I'm allowed to actually have an opinion about it. Cause I feel like if I do, someone will get angry at me.
Yeah. Because I'm sure
that someone will.
Someone will. And you know what? I'm sure I am kind of wrong.
Yeah. Probably.
But you're allowed to be wrong or think about it. You know,
right.
It's like we should be allowed to think
totally.
About
like, I was like, give me the facts. I'm going to think about it. Does my opinion really matter right now? Probably not.
No.
Not going to say anything. Not going to read anything else.
And I don't feel like adding
to the... And then tomorrow will happen and I'll forget about today.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I usually do.
That's the thing that makes me sad about all that stuff is it's like, no, we can't just read it and go on. It's like, because the internet has created such a world where anyone can express anything, it's like...
Well, we're just putting out press releases every day.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no.
And the important stuff, or something that might matter to me, or that, oh, I do want to approach some change or do something with that gets lost. And that, new next thing.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Like, things I'm really passionate about, I wouldn't really have a platform to talk about them because they're not really like the outraged.
Or I don't feel like I can't, like, oh gosh, like the something that is important. And I'm like, oh, well, they're already covering it and they're already making a big thing. And that's already a lot of people.
I feel like different.
Good idea, guys. Like, just be this like little tiny person in the back with one little comment. And...
Yeah.
Well, outrage du jour. That's a good name for a drag queen, right? There's already one.
Tempest. There's Tempest du jour right now.
Okay.
But outrage du jour
or burlesque dancer.
Angrier little like a little version of her would be great.
Yeah,
her
little doll alter ego.
Yeah.
Make that like that can be one of your Twitter handles and you can just be angry.
Ooh.
I would like
find
that.
Me at outragedujour.com.
Angry Barbara.
I don't know what that would be.
I know that would be fun to see.
Be interesting. So we had somebody draw a picture of us.
Oh yeah, this
you
is
for
great
that, by the way.
I want to see this
Tom Thomas. Am I making that up? I think his name was Thomas something.
A fan.
He drew a picture of us, and he hadn't seen what we looked like
before. Oh, I was going to say, just on the voices.
He got it really close.
He didn't use any of the Googling.
He did a good job. I mean, I wish I had the body of my little fake cartoon lady.
I know. I was pretty stoked
about it. He did full body shots. I love it.
It's awesome. And Tess has like cum gutters, which
I like.
Do you say cum gutters?
Yeah.
Cum gutters.
Like, you
those
know how
lines?
Guys, at, like if they're really like fit guys have those like lines.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Those are cum gutters.
Cum gutters.
Gutters.
Yes.
Yeah. Thomas Lance. Shout out to Thomas
Lance.
Oh,
I was thinking more like on a lady body. Like what? Like, I mean, it can
I
be
think
a
it's,
on the.
It's definitely a cum gutter.
I mean, it's usually it's usually on guys. But,
right. Yeah.
But no, I mean, my
cum can go everywhere. Is it men, women? Cum is for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Cum is
absolutely. Oh, this is great.
Speaking of cumming, what's the plan for Magic Mike?
Oh yeah!
Are we going in a big group?
We're gonna get.
When does it come out? Next month.
They're
July
so
1st.
Shiny.
July 1st.
Can there just be a so hairy?
Wait,
one?
Is it July 1st?
July 1st.
Fuck! I'm gonna be in Chicago.
No.
Maybe you're dragging my boyfriend. If he's gonna make me be in fucking Chicago when Magic Mike
you're
comes
gonna
out,
take your
guess
man
what?
To Magic Mike?
Yeah, he can sit behind me
or next to you and enjoy it.
If you're in Chicago, I'll put this out. If you're in Chicago and you want to see Magic Mike with me. Let's organize a date. Let's make it happen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in there. I don't think I'm doing anything on that day.
Date.
I'll come hang out with you guys.
First weekend of July.
Mm. Yeah. God damn it.
Independence Day.
It's going to be our Independence Day.
Also, when my niece or nephew is supposed to be born. So
how fortuitous.
I know.
I think we know what the name's going to be.
If they're having
XXL.
If they're having a hard time like inducing the pregnancy, take her to go see Magic Mike.
That baby will be like, I want to see it too.
I helped my friend induce labor by showing her the Beyonce concert.
she got
came
so
over
excited.
Here, the day before she had her kid. And I was like, you need to watch On the Run. That'll make that baby come out.
The baby danced on out with, and then a wind machine was happening in the labor.
Oh, fuck yeah. God damn it. I'm so mad I'm not going to be here because they're going to like rent like a stretch.
Yeah, Emily Heller is like making a. I don't know if the limo is going to happen. We'll see.
Do it.
Everybody bring $5. It'll be like the last day of high school.
Yeah.
Take the limo.
And we're going to prom after. We're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God.
Get dressed up.
Drink
do it right.
Pina coladas on the way to see Magic Mike.
I do think we should do that.
Yeah.
And I think we should go dancing at the gay bars after.
I'm in. We're going to want to dance.
Do
obviously.
A day.
Yeah.
Do a whole day.
I think you sneak in flasks and you drink every time, like a ridiculous.
Every time a butt.
A cum gutter, a shiny nipple, a hairless man. Mm-hmm. Like just weird.
So we all get alcohol poisoning. And then we throw up and we're super skinny.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they probably will have like a cocktail of some kind of some of the high end theaters. Because I remember when the Sex and the City movie came out, they had like, it was a whole package that you could buy and get like martinis with your ladies, then go see the movie together and stuff.
Wait, have I told you guys what happened to me at the Sex and the City movie?
No.
Not
can't
me.
Wait. Can't wait for that.
Do tell. Which one? Which movie?
I haven't seen number two because I can't.
I mean, you're correct.
But it was number one. And I've never seen just like that many girls in one place. Like it was just this sea of women.
Yeah.
Many, many feathers, many hairdos, many excited women.
Ridiculous high heels that they can't walk in.
And we're just having the time of our lives. And we get in the theater. Everyone's screaming. Everyone's rowdy. The movie starts. We're like, woo! We have 10 people in the row. And the girl behind me, I forget even like what, something mildly funny happened in the first 30 seconds.
No, that's that's correct.
Yeah. Yep. And she went, ha, ha, ugh. Laughed up what must have been like multiple buckets of Cosmo. Like I could smell that it was Cosmo.
Basic. That's why we can't have nice things.
Exactly. I was like, really, honey? Like 30 seconds in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was just so big. It was a Cosmo. Like it was, and yeah, but we all got our tickets for free.
Oh, that's good.
Did everyone leave? Like what happened?
We all had to like, it was
like the pool.
It was a packed theater, so we couldn't leave. And like the ArcLight wouldn't clean it up. We were like, you need to take care of this. We were trying to watch Sex and the City.
This is Sex. They are getting married. Or are they? I don't want to spoiler alert anything. What's happening?
I mean, I am definitely planning on watching it someday.
You've never seen it?
No.
Did you like the show?
Yeah, I love the show. I just never saw the movie.
The first movie's good.
The first movie is pretty good. The second movie is a whole fucking thing.
I wonder where they go to
Dubai. Oh, I read some think pieces about the second
movie. Yeah. Those are think pieces that I will read now. I would like to revisit Sex and the City 2's think pieces.
Was there a third one? There was a third one.
I think it's in the works.
Because they went like, they was like the flashback to the 80s or something. Is
oh,
the
no.
Third one, right? I couldn't remember if it came out.
No,
did anybody see the Entourage movie?
My boyfriend.
I haven't watched any of the
show.
No.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen Entourage. I don't know anything
about it. I like to say,
it.
Let's not encourage those people.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Round of applause. I used to. Now I want to see it.
I kind of want to watch the TV show. Something in me feels like I want to watch it.
It's real fun and a little bit douchey. It's fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't say douchey. It's a bad show.
No, it's good. It's
really? Because everyone gave it so much shit, though.
I mean, it's like you love to hate. Like, oh, this is bad, but I love it.
Yeah. It's real douchey. It's funny though. They're idiots, and you're just like, oh, these are your problems. Great. Awesome.
And it is, I think, a good example of just that kind of like vicarious show where you're like, oh, it would be really fun to be a movie star.
Definitely. Yeah. Also, Jeremy Piven is a delight on the show.
Mm. I'm a fan.
Aria Gold is a...
My friend had butt sex with him in an SUV.
I feel like that's a lot of people's friend. Everyone has a friend.
That happened on the way to the Entourage premiere.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And he only has butt sex with ladies in RVs?
I think so.
That feels right.
Yeah.
He used to be spin class that I used to take. He used to be, I would always get the bike behind him to watch his bald head sweat because I thought it was hilarious.
Motivation, baby.
You think he would
get some of that Ari Gold sweat on you.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was he wearing a toupee in Entourage?
I think he's got
some. He's like a baldy. I think he has like hair.
There's some shading. There's some bronzer.
What
there's
are
something
they called?
Maybe
hair,
happening.
Hair pieces. A toupee.
No, the other
plugs?
Ones.
Plugs. Fancy plugs. Fancy movie star
plugs. I don't
plug.
Want no plugs.
A plug is a guy that can't get
no hair from me.
Yes. Butt sex in the back of his red.
But more importantly, what did she say? How was it?
Good.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. In an RV.
I think it's SUV.
SUV. Sorry.
Oh, an RV.
They were in an RV.
It's always just made me laugh though, because doesn't he just like reek of butt sex?
Yes.
Yes. He definitely.
Yes.
Does.
He like really kind of just exudes it a
he's
little bit.
He's the poster boy.
Yeah. Without he's the poster boy for.
Yeah.
He goes straight from kissing to butt sex. Like, he doesn't even touch your boobs. Just straight.
Butt sex escalade. That's his whole fucking deal.
Butt sex escalade.
Butt escalade.
There are worse lots in life.
Okay, bye. We'll be back.
Hey, and we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Amber Preston.
That's me.
Yeah.
Are you sexual?
What
are
Was that a question? Yes. Thank you for asking.
That was your first question.
Thank you. You know, I am. I'm sexual. I have my moments.
I know. I'm sad we don't have an R on there. We could
I know.
Say that.
Added to our question. Oh, well.
Coming down from the donut high now.
Another second
sugar
act
crash.
Of the show. It's a
I
sugar
fear
crash.
My time is soon.
I should have paced out the donut. So I should have brought one bag out.
No, it's fine.
We're essentially like lab rats that will just eat as much stimulus as you put in front of our faces.
Yeah, if it's here, I'm going to eat it. Mm-hmm. So, and quickly.
Mm-hmm. Next time I'll bring some tempeh.
Oh my God, I didn't smoke pot all week this week.
Why? Were you trying not to?
No, I just was too lazy to get cash out. And it... It was like the best diet I've ever been on.
Yeah, no.
Just not
food
being high.
Stone is the best.
Do you think you're going to go for week two?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm just getting high tonight.
Okay. You got cash out.
You're high right now.
Yeah.
Tess got cash out. We're good.
Yeah.
Tess got cash out. Yeah.
Those are my jams. That's my era. I appreciate
solid songs. Mm-hmm.
The sweet jams.
All right. More Justin or Brittany?
I could give care less really about that. I like a little bit older. I like them both. I'll dance, but I'm really I'm a little bit older than that. So like I think that's cute, but I'm more
who's your
it comes up every single anytime people are willing to talk to me, I will talk about the New Kids on the Block.
Ooh, yeah. I was obsessed.
I am.
Oh, you are?
Still?
Wait, you guys,
still.
This is one of our questions.
Fuck.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, we're going to play this game.
Play the song, and then we'll get into it.
I mean, I'm
sorry. Where? When? Who? What? Where? When?
There we go.
Okay, let's just do the what first, man. Then.
Yes. We'll do the what first coming again.
Yeah.
Switching it up.
Okay. What are your guilty pleasure musicians?
Oh, they're not. It's not guilty. I just love them. New Kids on the Block.
Have you seen them recently?
I saw them a few years ago. I've seen them twice since they've been back. That was 4 or 5, 6 years ago. And then this tour, I missed them at Bridgetown, actually. They were in Tacoma the night before we were in Portland.
No!
And then they were in LA when we were still in Portland. It was traumatic.
No.
I was at a different comedy festival when they got their star on the Walk of Fame. It was ships in the night. I was in Fargo when they were in Minneapolis. It was just. And they were touring with TLC and Nelly.
Wait, Left Eye's dead, right?
I know, but you don't need her if you got all five new kids.
TL. It's just TL.
You don't get her. You don't get to have her. Just that.
Crazy sexy. That's it.
That's all you need. You don't need the cool. And then I'd missed them when they were touring with Boyz II Men, but I did see Boyz II Men outside the Americana Mall one night. So I feel like.
Oh, hell yeah. I saw Backstreet Boys outside the Grove Mall.
I saw the Backstreet Boys with the new kids.
Oh yeah, they were together
a few years ago. Yeah,
did they perform together at all?
They did. It would. We had a suite, and then there was a group of gals next to us that had a suite. And you could definitely there was definitely an age difference. The new kids would come out, and we could handle our liquor as we were discussing earlier. Yes. And then the new kids would come out, and we would boogie woogie, and then they would all be on their phones, and then the Backstreet Boys would come out, and then they would dance a little bit, and then we still would dance because good tunes as you were singing.
You paid for the suite,
right?
The
have a boogie woogie party for to both, and then they'd take turns, costume changes, and then they'd come out and do like. Mega mixes.
Oh my god, that's pretty cool.
They were just in DC, and Biz Markie went up and did a little something.
What did he sing?
I'm sure just what else did he sing besides Just a Friend? I think that's all.
Yeah,
that he can do.
So you're like legit, like
that's awesome. Oh yeah, like it's not a guilty pleasure. Like I bring it up because somebody. I mean, we're in fucking Hollywood. Somebody, I know somebody who knows. Who's like, oh yeah, I'm buddies with last year LA Pop. See, now you've opened a whole can of worms.
Do it.
LA Podfest. Joey McIntyre was a guest on Graham Elwood's podcast, and I missed like by like minutes. Like the podcast ended, and the girls at the check-in table were like, "No, he just left." And I was like, "No!" But his brother came to the podcast that I was on, so I got to meet the McIntyre brother.
Good.
He was like a teamster in Boston.
Yeah. So who was your favorite?
Jonathan. He's the gay one. He's married. His husband's name is Harley. Aww. And my friend Matt used to do catering with Harley, so I figure someday it might happen.
Yeah.
So it's not a guilty pleasure. I guess a guilty pleasure music would be 90s country.
Oh, girl. Yeah. I'm with you.
What
are we talking? Country, like, pop. Reba? Like, Shania?
A little bit of Weeba.
A little bit of Weeba.
What was I just...
Shania?
Maybe some... No, there may be a little dust on the bottom. What's inside.
That don't impress me much, okay?
Exactly.
Okay. So that's maybe a little guilty.
What are you, Brad Pitt? Anyway, that was that question. I didn't mean to go off on a crazy tangent.
The girls you rent a suite with, like, do you know? Are they like other huge New Kids fans?
Yeah, and then it was like somebody who like worked, like had a connection. Yeah. That dog hates the New Kids. That dog loves Backstreet Boys. She just like knew somebody that worked at the Target Center or whatever. So it was like, hey, before tickets go on sale, do you guys? I'm gonna get a suite. Mm-hmm. You know, 20 ladies put in there.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Because I wasn't going to... I have friends that have spent multiple times VIP tickets. That's $500 a pop.
That's a lot of money.
And they said that they've seen a lot of the same girls. Like, it's whole... There's a cruise.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, there's a cruise
that has sold out the last few years, which sounds awful. Awful. Like, 4,000 crazy bitches, crazier than me.
Yeah.
The five new kids... Two of whom are now married because Donnie just got married to Jenny McCarthy.
What? What?
Yeah.
Wait,
the Wahlbergs are all over the television, y'all. Get on that.
Holy shit.
Yes. Do you need a moment?
I didn't even know they were dating.
Yeah. They fell in love.
I kind of like that.
They're married. They have a show. Donnie Loves Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
They have
a show. Oh, I think on Entertainment.
Oh, I wish Jim Carrey had a show.
I'm so glad he didn't. He didn't marry her.
Oh, when they were dating.
They were married?
No.
They just dated.
Didn't they have a kid together?
No, that's Jenny's kid.
That's Jenny's
kid.
But
Jim helps him come out of his autistic whatever the fuck.
His funk. He was in a funk.
He just didn't want to talk to people. And then
I've seen Donnie Loves Jenny.
Jenny McCarthy was his mom.
Yeah.
But the Wahlbergs, they have like three shows. They have Donnie Loves Jenny, they have the Wahlbergers, and then they had a show about the cruise where they followed like three different sets of ladies.
Oh, I want to watch that.
Because several people, when the casting notices like were out, people like, you should try to be on this show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to see that show.
No, I want to like work on the show behind the scenes. I don't want to be the lady that like got married on the New Kids on the Block cruise.
No, those poor guys being trapped on a boat.
What guys are going on that?
They don't leave their suites, right? I assume don't. They just like perform, have like an escort to the stage, and then they leave.
There's a lot of security guys getting blowjays because like they think they're going to get to. I don't know,
dude. When I was single,
I had bought sex with this guy.
I almost hooked up with this guy. This is so embarrassing. I almost hooked up with this guy because he was friends with Kevin Federline.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Not I mean, that he could give you access to
just,
he,
just no, knew him.
I mean, I was like...
Just the association.
But I was like, once I get in there...
Then you're in.
They must pass bitches around, is what you were thinking.
Then you can double date.
No, when they were already divorced. But then I was like...
So you had a chance.
But they share custody, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to hook up with Kevin. I wanted to be friends
with Brittany.
Somehow
you're
going to
end up at Thanksgiving.
That's more logical.
Right? So I was like, if I fuck this guy, then maybe I can make friends with Kevin, and then maybe I can...
We can double date.
Because I'm sure
Brittany... be like, oh, I'll take care of the kids today. And then Brittany comes to pick them up.
So did you hook up with that guy? You did not.
No, I didn't because he was just too douchey.
Yeah.
Even for KFED access.
Right.
Yeah.
For Brittany access.
That's a serious level of douche.
Guys,
was he just made of Kangol hats? Is
that... Actually, yes. He did wear Kangol hats.
Of course he did.
I met him
He somehow had
room.
An Affliction t-shirt before it was a thing.
Yes.
What is KFED doing, I wonder?
I feel like I just saw something. Like he just did an interview where he was like, it was great. Brittany and I had a lot of fun. It was a good marriage. And it was,
They
sounded just like that.
They had a really good marriage. Have you seen Chaotic?
No. Chaotic. If you listeners could see her eyes, like the
truth crazy
in Tessa's eyes right now, they did have a good marriage.
They had a lot of fun.
All right, we should do the next question because we got caught up on.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wait, we don't have a who. Or do we?
Who was your first BFF?
Oh, my first BFF was
Kids on the Block.
Yeah, right. Duh. Jamie Vra was my neighbor when I was like elementary school.
Nice.
Like first grade. And then Jenny Fax and Larissa Bowe, because they were the New Kids fans. Larissa Bowe
Jenny
got
Fax,
to go.
That's a great BFF
name. Larissa Bowe got to go to the New Kids concert in Minneapolis, and I gave her a letter in sixth grade to give to John. And she got close enough. I was like, give this to Jonathan.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Did she give it to him?
I don't know. I think she probably was like,
oh,
yeah,
man,
totally.
Those letters. Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah. I wrote some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are incriminating.
Who did you write fan letters to? Oh, you were real into fan letters.
Yeah.
You did?
What
would you write to?
I mean, fucking French Stewart, Seth Green.
Yeah. Oh, I love Third Rock from the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote one to Steve Buscemi.
He probably appreciated that, though. It'd be fun to get some fan mail.
Yeah.
I feel like Steve Buscemi randomly has like a really intense following.
Oh, he totally does.
Oh, yeah.
He's the shit. Anyone does.
Like, Steve Buscemi is the fucking shit. Have you ever read any of the articles about how like he used to be a firefighter and like he went and worked to help clean up after 9/11 in New York and he refused to let anybody take photos of him because he didn't want to take away from any other firefighters in New York?
Wow.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi
he seems like a cool dude.
He's
the
shit, man. I love that guy.
And he's, I don't mean this to be insulting, but he's kind of hot, like a troll doll. Like he's so ugly.
He's so interesting. He's just really interesting.
Yeah, he's very interesting
with
good features.
And he's funny and serious.
Good actor. Yeah.
Fuck the new kids. It's Steve now.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. If any of them are listening or if anybody knows.
Do you still know those girls you were friends with back in the day?
Just like through Facebook and like high school reunions, but I don't.
Yeah.
But I am still really good. My two, the clique that I ran around with starting in seventh grade that I became best friends with, I still see them all the time.
I think seventh grade is about when you start really solidifying those friendships.
You kind of like know who you actually want to hang out with.
Yeah, before that, you're kind of like at the mercy of whoever your parents plop you in a room with.
Your playdates.
For a while. Yeah.
And you've started to go through some changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily, hopefully. Mm. Yeah. I'm still waiting.
Okay.
What is this?
Oh.
When was the best meal you have ever eaten?
That was kind of a cheat.
Yeah, I know.
November.
I know the date. Oh, I've tattooed it on my...
Oh, really?
I can't keep track of one meal. I don't know. I have no memory.
Oh, I know
I don't have like a best. I have like, oh, that was really great, or that company was really great.
Yeah.
I think one of the gals I was just talking about, this best friend, one of the dear friends lives in Sweden, Stockholm. So I've gone to visit and perform there. So if you ever go, I got people where you can do stand up comedy.
Awesome. That'd be awesome.
And we went to this place and there was like this, these beets and these meatballs and this goat cheese. And I don't know what it was called. And it was amazing. And it was the first time I'd been there to Stockholm. And it was at this really old restaurant and soda mom. And I was convinced I was going to run into Alexander Skarsgård, which I did not. the goat cheese and the beets was amazing.
Mm.
That's one that like sticks in my craw. Yeah.
And I think especially probably because you associate it with traveling.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that always the special moment really like adds.
Because I just love food. Like any meal can be a really like Taco Zone last night. Taco Zone Taco Truck is like the best meal for me.
Yeah.
All the time, every day.
I say that pretty frequently. Like, this is the best thing I've ever had.
What was yours? You said immediately.
Oh, mine is, it's in Rome. It was this lasagna that I had right outside the Colosseum. And it was like this creamy a spinach lasagna. And the cream sauce had like little chunks of pecan in it. And it was like,
oh, shit.
Every single bite, I was sad because I knew it wasn't going to last forever. Like, my last
bite. Is it bad that I'm wet right now? Is that too much? Too much? I mean, it might be the new kids into the food, but.
I mean, yeah, we've had quite
we've been on a journey.
Yeah, yeah.
Magic Mike and me. K-Fed.
That was like, you sounded like Woody Allen, right?
We've had quite a steamy episode today. Oh, my.
Okay. Where is your favorite dive bar?
Oh, gosh. Northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah?
That's...
I want to go there so bad.
Yeah. It's super... fun times.
Yeah.
There's several of them in Northeast Minneapolis that are just... There's a church and a dive bar in every corner. So, like, a little pub crawl would be...
nice.
Yeah. I can't name one. But Grumpy's in Northeast Minneapolis is one of my favorite.
Do you still, like, know bartenders there?
Probably not, because when I lived there and was shaking it up there, they were very old at that time.
So. I thought you said, I thought Tess said, do you still like no bartenders? Like, they have a rule there where you are not allowed to have bartenders. Yeah. It's like, everyone serves their own drinks.
Grab it yourself.
That'd be interesting.
It could be. They're pretty old, huh? Some of these are like, you could be like, Fred would be like, all right, like just.
Yeah.
I'm eating, get it yourself.
I like it.
Yeah.
So wait, you're not from Minneapolis. You're from North Dakota, right?
I moved to Minneapolis when I was 18, and that was a long time ago. So I spent the last 15 years in Minneapolis. Cool. That's where I started doing stand-up.
Oh, really?
Nice. Mm-hmm. I've always heard their scene is really awesome there.
Yeah,
I've heard great stuff about Minneapolis.
It's good times. Yeah. I think so, but I feel like it's also, we're very like passive aggressive, like Midwest, like, oh yeah, it's great. Like, yeah, it's really so great, nice. But we're only going to tell each other that. And it's a shameful thing to beat your own chest. And and you get stuck in the Midwest with the... like, no, you have to MC, and then your future, and then your ultimate goal is to headline shitty rooms on the road, and that's all that's what you're gunning for. And then all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're like, oh, God, what am I doing? I gotta get out of here for a hot minute. But it's lady to lady. Go do some shows there.
I want to.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm in.
Yeah.
I wish we had like a fucking, what are they called? A transporter thing where you could just appear places.
Mm. Like you could beam you up, like Star Trek.
I want to beam places. Like if we could go there tomorrow and do a show and check out that bar.
I wonder if we'll have that. I don't think we will.
Not in time for us, I doubt.
No, bars. In time for us.
There's several bars. Sorry. Yeah.
Several bars.
We're going to bar crawl.
Bar crawl.
I would love to bar crawl anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think what will happen is we won't have transporters, but in our lifetime, we will have holograms. So you can just perform as a hologram.
You can perform, but you can't sit at the bar and like drink.
You can hologram yourself into that bar.
And perform. And drink alone at home.
You can drink.
You can drink.
You can drink. You can drink back at
here
home
in LA.
And get drunk. Like, that'd be so funny if your hologram's like throwing up. And
But you're alone at home watching Sex in the City.
And then you forgot to turn it off, and then everyone sees you jacking off on the couch.
I hate it when that
happens. How great would it be to have a guy to be able to disappear like a hologram if a guy you didn't like was like hitting on you? He was like,
I'm just going to turn this off right now. See, that would be amazing.
Okay. Well, we've discussed this a little bit. Why do people love fighting on the internet?
Oh, they have nothing better to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes them feel like somebody, I guess.
Yeah, I think everyone just wants to be heard for some reason.
Think that they're being heard. Nobody's being heard.
They're
breaking shit.
People are being heard, though. Yeah. I think like people write stuff that a lot of people read now. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
Or Twitter. People, fucking news stories are full of tweets from regular people.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, that's always funny to me, especially like if you watch these, I don't know why you would, but if you watch these sports channels, their news is tweets.
They just read other people's tweets.
They read tweets all day long.
Yes.
So that is like legit, like people are being heard, you know?
I think it's, it must be that they like being heard. But it's also like a I want to be right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bringing the world so much, you know, it's making it so much smaller. I mean, remember the first time you followed somebody famous or they retweeted you or MySpace. Like, I remember one time Barry Zito, who's a baseball player, MySpace me back. And I was like, it was probably some kid in his basement, but I was like, oh my God, you guys, Barry Zito from the Oakland Athletics. We're totally friends.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're not.
Has anyone started the move back to MySpace? Shouldn't we start
people
that?
People are still on MySpace.
Instead of starting new Facebook pages that we don't like want to add people to, we should just, you had a message that someone sent your
your MySpace page?
That made me laugh so hard. Tess has like a private Facebook page.
Yeah.
And she got a message from some guy that was just like, did I ever tell you I had the biggest crush on you in elementary school?
That's it.
And he looked like the creepiest.
Like, I think the picture was literally a werewolf.
It was awful.
Oh, man.
And she
werewolves
was just like,
hot.
She was
right
like, then my page has been breached or whatever.
Yeah. It was like the private page.
He's listening. He's going to listen to this.
That's okay. Yeah. That page was not for you.
Yeah. Not for you, sir.
Just that message was so weird. Wow. And also, what do you expect? Yeah. Okay, you had a crush on me in your elementary
school. Let's have coffee.
School.
Great. Let's get together.
Man.
I mean, I don't want to be rude, but I don't even remember him.
Yeah, well, of course
because
not.
It was elementary
not.
School. Wait, are you telling me you don't remember the werewolf you went to elementary school with?
There was never
a
full moon.
Like he always looked like a guy in the daytime. That was the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. Got it. Got
Did
it.
You go to elementary school at night, Brandy? Jeez.
I'm the idiot.
What a weird message.
Right,
to
but
say.
Like, yeah. No, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely creeped on a
That literally
flame,
is just saying, I've been drinking off to your pictures lately. Like, I feel like
I
that
be
is
so
that
lucky.
Message just saying.
But yeah. You know what? I'd rather not know.
Right.
No, of course you don't want to know.
I don't want to know,
that.
But I want to know. Yeah. Like, I don't want to know who they are, but I'd like to think there are a handful of people jerking off some of my pictures.
There are. There are.
Yeah, but you know what?
There are a woman in the world.
You're a woman of the world.
You're a woman in the world. People jerk off to your pictures every day.
I feel like I don't know if there's anyone out there listening to this that does this, but if you're gonna jerk off to someone's page, do your business, move along. No need to like a picture from 4 years ago.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I enjoy the idea that they're jerking off to my. They're like, oh, she looks good. Oh, I can't make that show. Oh, I can't make that. And like, it's all just like show promotion that they're getting off on.
Or I like to think that they're looking at mine, like clicking through, and they like see me get fatter, and they're like, oh, click back.
They just go up and down back. And
yeah,
back
just
back
like, oh,
back.
Wait, oh, 2001. All right, here we go.
Now I definitely have some click back moments on my timeline.
It's those tagged photos, and you don't want to be the mega bitch that's like, can excuse me, can you untag?
Oh, I definitely
untag myself everything.
Mm-hmm. Androsky put up a picture of me the other day.
Wow,
name
checking. This must be serious.
We can't do a show anymore without like 17, you know, pictures showing up. We're like,
there's open mics that take photos of you in this fucking
city. It's always the worst show. It's always the worst show.
You go to an open mic like in your gym clothes.
Yeah. I'm like, this is my workout situation right now. I'm not coming camera ready.
I know I have a double chin.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, but Josh put up a picture of me and it was like a profile picture, but he put the words over it from a joke that I did on stage. Uh-huh. And the words said, give me your son's come. And I was like, Josh, can you take this picture down? I like just don't. I know I put a lot of stuff on the internet, but you do not need my parents seeing this for some reason.
Come. Why are they spelling come wrong? What does that mean, hen?
I was just like, I'm sorry. Please take this.
The come meme. Oh, yeah. That's that girl from the come meme.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You don't need that to be the... No. The thing when
there's
like
a lot of stuff out there, but that doesn't need to be.
Yeah, to rein some of it in.
To be honest, that's the least of your worries.
I know, but it's one I had control over.
That's
so
the
I said,
thing.
That's the thing,
right? I mean, I think when in doubt, when it's someone else's picture, just don't do it. Yeah. Unless they look undeniably hot,
mm-hmm.
or you can go the route of, hey, I was going to post this. Brandy did that on a show that we did together.
Yeah,
said, does anyone want to veto?
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciated having that option.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I agree, but sometimes, I mean, it depends on how, if you look horrible, then obviously not. But there's a lot of, like, bad pictures of me out there that I'm just like, whatever, fine. Yeah. I look bad sometimes. This is life.
That's
I'm a real person.
Yeah.
Real. Well, and I don't sit around being like, they really look like shit.
Yeah. It's like, who cares?
Who's that
but
evil? Who's that evil
you
bitch?
You only pay attention to the ones where somebody looks great, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think it's that thing of, like, you think that, like, oh my God, in your head, everyone's like, whoa, Parker looks busted.
Well, it is out there forever, too. And can you imagine, like, when you die and, like, all of a sudden they're like, the newscast is
like, oh, they pick
first
up.
Image that came up. Let's just put this.
Can you imagine trying to explain this conversation to your, like, great, great, great grandparents? Like, oh, I was having this really bad day because somebody put up this Instagram picture.
And they're like,
oh, Instagram?
We never had photos
thing.
When I was a kid.
They didn't even put a filter on it. What's that? Oh, we don't have food to eat.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Like, that's why you're a ghost.
Yeah.
All right. We'll
Weird
be back
world.
With Lady Problems. We're back on Lady to Lady with our guest, Amber Preston.
Hey.
Hello.
And we're going to do a lady problem. We are. When is this coming out?
Lady problem. How long is the show? I got a ton of them.
Hey. Oh, this is okay. So tomorrow, if yes. you have a lady problem, tomorrow, Thursday, the 25th, we are doing a live call-in show on Drone Box. It's like a public access kind of show. So 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time. Please call us, and we'll put the number on our Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Call us and tell us your lady problems live, and we'll solve them in a weird green screen studio in Boyle Heights.
I'm excited to talk to people IRL.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
It's going to be real
Maybe
weird.
We'll
fun.
Have some friends. Maybe the baby will join us. Or yeah.
We you got access to a good baby?
Oh, yeah.
No, we have the best baby.
It's a grown man. It's a grown man.
It's a grown man that we adopted.
But a grown man is the best baby, too.
Yeah, the best baby.
Because he can like kick him out for a minute.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He's been living on his own for quite a while.
We check in with him like every 3 months.
Yeah. Nice. So maybe, we'll try and get the baby to come on if he's not working at the restaurant he works at.
Yeah. If he's not being a big baby.
Maybe past his bedtime or something, but we'll get him.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
If you have a
lady, if you have a lady problem, write to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Lady problems. All right. So here's our lady problem this week. I'm 24 have been dating this guy for a little over 2 years. He is 25. In this day and age, it is acceptable to be holding your phone all the time, I guess. But my boyfriend is a borderline fiend. Sometimes I wonder which one is the girlfriend. Anyway, so it's expected to some degree that one who is on their phone so frequently might be more prone to discover occasional bare naked ass and titties flowing past their screen. But don't get me wrong, I appreciate ass and titties. In fact, I'm a huge fan. But it still somehow irks me when I see my boyfriend endlessly scrolling through one twerk video to the next. So the other day, after we ate, he was having his little after-dinner scroll. He turns the phone to me. His little after-dinner scroll. And says, babe, look. And I see this hunk of caramel-covered booty backing up onto some man's piece. And he just is sitting there grinning ear to ear, kind of basking in my sour reaction. Am I crazy for being a little put off? I mean, I love sex and everything, but that's just not the type of thing I want put in my face after coming... Put it in my face coming from my boyfriend. Does this ever happen to you with your boyfriends?
No.
If so, do you just brush it off? Or is part of you just like, what the fuck? Part of me wants to be the cool girlfriend who is like, oh yeah, no big deal. I understand that we are constantly surrounded by sex and sexuality. We live in a time where almost everything is acceptable and you can get pretty much get off on the go. What is it with naked girls on the internet and watching my boyfriend looking at it and not being happy?
With that. These naked girls
summed it up right there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're like, there's a lot of sexual stuff around us, but going looking for it is different.
Getting off on the go.
I like that. She's got some really good catchphrases.
Yeah.
You gotta shake it out.
After dinner scroll, getting off on the go.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with looking at porn occasionally.
Occasionally,
Yeah, in public, looking at twerk videos, I just feels like very inappropriate.
I would just be annoyed that he's on his phone as much as he is.
Yes,
then
that's
maybe
nothing
talk
else
to me
without that. Exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Even if it's not the twerking videos, if it's just whatever he's looking at.
Yeah,
it's a communication issue.
Yeah,
he's not spending time with you; he's spending time with the phone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
also
a problem.
I don't consider twerking videos porn, though.
No, but I think then the last one he was watching.
He
porn
was watching legit
porn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna assume that like twerking videos is like. And porn are kind of, I'm assuming it's both or like everything.
Right. He's a booty man.
Yeah.
That's what.
I mean,
yeah. I think he was watching actual sex in that last one, is what she's saying.
Okay. This is hard because I can't tell like how into the videos she is.
I don't think she is.
Like, it sounds like she's not.
Yeah, or if he wants her to be, he needs, hey, I enjoy watching these. I would like it if you would enjoy let's watch these together and make it a thing. Not
right.
Like,
yeah.
Look at this.
And check out these butts.
Yeah. Like that's,
hey, do you think it's, I think this is sexy. I'd love it if you thought, I'd think it was sexy if you thought it was sexy.
Yeah. Right.
Let's find
I think constantly
like.
Looking at himself and then showing her is the off-putting thing. It would be off-putting no matter what.
No matter what
he's
it was.
Looking
yeah.
at.
Yeah. Look at this body that I think is really hot and sexy that I'm looking at instead of yours right now while we're eating dinner across from each other in a restaurant. Like, that's like a lot to me.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, can we have a conversation without you needing to see titties? Like, and or not my other titties either. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, especially when you have a pair right here that you can actually touch and do stuff with.
Very accessible titties.
Right. Mm-hmm. I call it all you can eat boob-fay.
Yeah.
Love it. Forgetting off on the go.
Phoebe boob-fay.
It seems like this guy might be just be
eat
like
me boob-fay.
Addicted to porn or something. Like he needs to have like it all the time.
Yeah, because if he's looking at it in public all the time, that is a little weird.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot obviously people look at it at home by themselves all the time.
Yeah, which is fine.
But yeah, I feel like the need to constantly look at it is a little
strange.
She should get one of those apps. They both could that like monitor how much time you spend looking at your phone. I mean,
oh,
I heard some, like we were saying earlier, some article I read or some story I heard. I know none of the details, but it was a radio show and NPR or something, and they'd all installed this app to let them know how much time they spent looking at their phones.
We should do that for a week.
I don't know if it told you which website, because that could be like, hey, let's look how much time we spend on our phones. Isn't that kind of crazy? Maybe we should shoot for
less. I think
that's good.
I'm telling that for myself, maybe.
That's a good idea. I think I would definitely say to him, like, hey, like, I really feel like we're not, like, spending quality time with each other. I think we should both put away our phones while we eat dinner, while we do X, whatever.
Go for a walk. Leave your phones consciously at home. Like, I do that a lot with my boyfriend.
You have to engage.
We'll just be like, hey, let's just leave phones and, like, go do something without our phones for a while.
Yeah. And if you're not into it, he needs to respect that. You're his priority if you're his girlfriend.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We all like butts.
Yeah,
but
I've watched plenty of twerking videos. Like, I don't watch that.
Yeah,
but it's a whole different.
It's different.
It's disrespectful. It's what it is when he's just like waiting to like get a rise out of you. It's like you're not his fucking kid sister.
Yeah, it sounded like he also liked her, but she didn't like it. Like, isn't that funny that you think this is gross or whatever?
That was like kind of a red flag. I think.
Yes.
Because it's one thing to like be super sexual, and if you, I think it's fine if you want to talk to your girlfriend and say, hey, this is something I'm really into. Would this be something you'd be into getting into with me? If the answer is no, you make your choice.
Yeah.
It's either the fucking people you don't know on the internet or it's the human being that you have in front of you.
Yeah.
You don't have your internet pussy and eat it too.
Yeah, exactly.
So what we're saying is if you want to come see Magic Mike with us, whoever wrote that letter.
I do think too, also, and they've had studies about this, that watching a lot of porn makes guys not look at women as humans.
Yes.
Well, they're all exactly the same. It's like, this start for this many minutes, this for this many minutes.
Right. It's like they are just body parts, you know, they're not really kind of looking at them as a whole person.
With a soul and feelings
and
a
when
heart.
I fucking look at porn, I don't do it either. I'm not saying, everyone should do that.
I'm not like, oh, wow, I wonder if
what his mom's like.
What are his hobbies?
But I think that doing it so much can really fuck up your brain.
I think it definitely can.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone has done a study of like on a really macro level what has happened to the treatment of women as porn usage has gone up.
Well, I mean, Kate Willett has talked about it a lot. Yeah. How a comedian who we had on recently about how so much porn is so aggressive now, and that guys feel like they have to, you know, that's what they want to do.
50 Shades
in bed,
and worse.
Yeah, or just like very aggressive, like hurtful towards women,
and like ramp it up,
and because they aren't like being aggressive like in the rest of their life, they like do it in the bedroom now, and it's in a lot of porn. It's like very intense, so I'm sure that there's something. Yeah, I'm sure there's like
there's
a correlation
quite a bit
to
it.
And I think unfortunately that's unfortunate for a few reasons, but I think that's something that would be really difficult to measure because obviously no one's reporting that information.
Well,
but
I would
guess that there's some kind of trend.
No
there.
One's monitoring sure. what anybody's looking, you know. You can look at anything. That's really degrading, and you know, I mean, if the woman's into it, that's a whole different thing, but it's definitely, I definitely think it's definitely poisoning some people's brains.
Yeah.
Too much of a good thing can be a bad.
Yeah, definitely. Because you need to be able to, like, separate the fantasy from what a reality is of the person, too. And, I mean, so much of these, like, young guys just constantly seeing sex all the time. They're like, this is how it is.
And it's an ideal fantasy. Yeah, it's not real.
And that's just not what it really is.
And they're
young,
so they've had it nonstop. The old lady in the corner over here was like, my day, I had to sneak and look at my dad's Easy Rider magazine to see a pair of like real natural titties that pointed down and they had pubes and and then you had to pay for porn on the internet. Like it was tricky.
Yeah.
Now it's just.
Yeah, I can't imagine like guys who have come of age in this era.
Yeah,
that's gotta really fuck with you.
Yeah.
That's gotta really affect your sexuality.
Yeah.
It definitely
does. It definitely does.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think you're not, I think it's good for you to like have these experiences with real women and like, even if they're embarrassing and you're bad at it, at least you're learning in like an organic way.
Yeah, exactly.
How to have sex. Like that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying. But again, I think, you know, I think watching porn with your partner can be awesome if you're both into it.
Yeah.
But if he's not checking in with you and he's not respecting your wishes, then you say something to him, and if he's not cool with it, then I think this is another case.
Yeah,
of,
no question. You have to talk to him about it.
Yeah. No, this is really disrespectful to you. And like, you guys can, yeah, like, watch porn together. That's fine. But, like, there's a time and a place for fucking everything. And
yeah, watch it in bed naked, not, you know.
Yeah, and if he gets all like, oh, you just, it's women, you're just jealous, you can, it's not that card you're pulling. It's the, you're not talking to me, you're just looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, and yeah, maybe you are jealous. Yeah. I don't want my fucking, I got so mad at Sean. Oh, my God.
She's fired up, y'all.
Yeah, when we were leaving Hawaii, and we were like, we had just had this really nice vacation, and I looked over his phone, and he was looking at some porn star on his phone, and I was about to leave his fucking ass on that island. I was so pissed.
He was watching a porn, and he was just like looking at her profile.
He was looking at her fucking, whenever, I just looked down, and I saw some pictures, like some naked chick. I was like, I'm 6 fucking inches away from you, you filthy pig. You filthy fucking pig.
And then I get in the mindset of like, we're in LA. You could run into her on the street. You probably know where she lives. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd find her. Totally. Leave me.
That's the thing. Like, you're allowed to be jealous. I mean, yeah, it's one thing. Yeah, we all want to see Magic Mike. That's one thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Someone like, I mean, maybe I was overreacting, but like, I feel like I wouldn't like look at porn in front of my boyfriend if I wasn't planning on involving him in the porn.
In the porn. Yeah.
Like, that's.
Like, I'm getting a head start, babe. I'll meet you in the bedroom in a few minutes.
Yeah. Nah, exactly.
No.
And also, like she said, she thinks. What did she say? That he acts like his phone is his girlfriend or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that says a lot. Look at those words.
Yes.
That, yeah, right
read
there,
your letter to yourself.
Yeah.
And pretend it was a friend that wrote you this
exactly.
letter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I think that's what happens a lot of times when people write into us, or people who need advice anytime. You have to, like, kind of hear yourself say it to, like, hear how it, you know, is.
You're in the eye of the storm. Yeah. I dated a crackhead. Legit. Bobby and Whitney. Crackhead. And in the moment, you're like, oh, no, he went to one meeting. It's, I can't, if I leave him now, he's a downward spiral.
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin his life.
Yeah, I'm his lifesaver.
But you step outside of it, and you're like, oh, gal, turns out I did need to pay rent. And I know you stole all my money and smoked crack, and now I'm holding your child. What happened to me? Anyway.
Were your friends all telling quickly. You to leave him?
Well, they didn't know because, so obviously I knew that it was something like a couple people do, but, and they don't want to flat out be like, oh, dump his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is, you like, oh, I want to make sure somebody's getting some help.
When do you do that, though? When do you just say dump it? Like,
yeah.
You know?
I don't know. So this is like a crack smoker is what we're telling you, this situation.
I think it's actually, there might be some
but my point is, it's hard when you're in the middle of the, you're in the thick of it. Pretend it's somebody else.
Well, we know we're addicted to our phones in general, so then like combining that
with a porn addiction on top of it. Yeah.
Yeah. A part of me thinks like, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really disrespectful to be like, check this out. Like,
that's what I don't
to
like.
Get a rise out of you.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's one thing if he's legitimately misinterpreting how she feels about the videos. That would be one thing.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's enjoying getting a rise out of her.
I mean, what do you guys do when you go online? Like, I would never for 1 second be the first thing I always go to be like. Porn.
If I feel like watching porn.
If I feel like watching porn, but every time you get on your phone in public, there's just.
You know what I mean? Like, are his buddies sent? Is it like, oh, because I, you know, you've got some friends that like get a rise out of sending you ridiculous pictures.
Yeah,
like, does he have a million of those friends? Is he constantly bookmarked RedTube in this video and that, or, you know, this person? Or,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
But then even if that's the case, is that the guy you want to date?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Once he graduates from high school, I'm sure it'll change. Oh, wait, he's 25.
He's 25.
Yeah. Once he graduates from high school.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really into this guy, but the more we're talking, I think you're done.
I think you're
better.
Done.
Yeah. I talked you right out of it.
Try to take the... Yeah. I mean, if you really want to salvage it, definitely try to talk to him about it.
Because that also makes me feel like it's him just being like, I dare you to get mad at this. Because then you will be the bad guy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like that's
that's saying like, oh, you don't... Because she said, she's like, I don't want to be the crazy girlfriend or whatever. It's like,
fucking crazy.
You have feelings. You're a human. Like, you have a right to be upset.
I don't want to be that girl that, like, you know, like, talks to my boyfriend
or I
when
be
I'm
the
having
cold
a bad day.
That's what she said.
I think, and I hated the book Gone Girl, but there's like a section in it where she talks about cool girls and the pressure that women have on to be the cool girl who's cool with everything. And fuck that shit.
Like, but was that her? Was that all, like, that part when she's writing that? Was she, you know, no spoilers, but, like, was that set up to be the...
Uh-huh.
Who knows?
Right?
Yeah.
That was very happened. Vague. Yeah. Yeah, we can't talk about it without talking about
it. In case any of you guys
it.
Are going to read it, we won't tell you.
Yeah.
That said.
Man.
But,
yeah.
But, yeah, no, but the pressure, there's a lot of pressure on us to be cool girls because we're supposed to be super feminine and very, like, mm-hmm. hypersexual, but, like, we're also supposed to be just down for whatever. And, like,
yeah.
That, but what that's basically saying is you're not allowed to have an opinion or respect your own feelings.
Yeah.
Because you got to be cool.
Totally.
That all comes secondary.
Yeah, if you need to trust your gut here. When he shows you those things, if you feel that feeling in your gut, like I feel when somebody says something around me that I feel like I should, like, you know, that is disrespectful, yeah. that I'm like, oh, that didn't feel good. If it doesn't feel good, you got to, like, listen to that. You
I know. And it's definitely. Tricky because sometimes you'll have that feeling, but then your rational brain is like, but it's
like, don't overreact. You're fine.
Yeah.
But if you keep stuffing it, you'll blow up. And I'm very guilty of this. Stuff away, real stuff, hide the real stuff. And then I blow up over, like, the dumbest
little Oh, that's
little
what'll happen,
thing.
Too, for sure.
And then you are the crazy girlfriend because you're not saying at all what you're really mad about. You're, like, mad about a fork or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
And, you know, that's why we can stop calling women crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's that. So I think my advice is you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, because really,
we need a breakup with him song. Yeah. This is like,
we at least need
we definitely
effect.
Need a breakup with him song.
Comes down song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, who are you really even a relate? What are you getting out of this relationship?
Yeah.
Really?
Swipe left on that, honey.
That is
Swipe
very
left.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let him have Swipe his left. Fucking phone. Let him have his goddamn phone.
You're 24. Let him stay home with his fucking dick in his hand and his phone in the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, this escalated quickly.
Yeah.
This has been a very fun episode. Thank you for providing our treats, no our problem. Sugar rush.
Yeah. That's why I try to get booked again. You know, I bring treats.
Amber, where can everyone find you online and everything?
They can find me at amberpreston.com, which is no longer a webcam gal. As it used to be. Used to be. My first grade teacher found it.
Hell yeah.
And like my aunt works in my elementary school, and they were like, oh, Amber does the stand. Let's see if we can find her on the internet. And then, like, a naked
Amber
blonde
doesn't.
Lady. Yeah.
That's awesome.
She did write Winnie the Pooh on the board once in first grade, so I think it's her fault. Still one of the funniest things I've ever happened.
Funny.
Ever. Like, I still
Pooh?
Laugh about it. Like,
just by accident?
Just by accident. And you would, like, it was in first grade, Mrs. Gooch wrote Winnie the fucking Poop. Mrs. Gooch, oh, you
Gooch
love it.
Gooch and the Poop.
And it was the funniest, hands down, one of the top five funniest moments ever in my life.
Oh, my God. Did you guys just have to cancel school for this?
I think so.
How do you come back from that?
You don't. Winnie the Poop.
Bless
oh, my
her.
Gosh, yeah. Oh, so amberpreston.com is my website, and Preston Party is my Twitter and Instagram.
Hell
and
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
And, check out our call-in show tomorrow night on Drumbox. Check out our Twitter for that.
Oh, yeah. And if you live on the east side of LA, come to my storytelling show.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll That's post it. Let's post about all of our shows and
I'm
stuff
gonna go
on the
to that.
Website.
I'll bring
Lady Tilly
vegan
Comedy.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794, Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.